This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The Iraqi government says it has captured a key aide to terrorist leader Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. The government says the arrested man controlled access to Zarqawi, a Jordanian-born militant with ties to al-Qaeda. Zarqawi is considered the mastermind of the insurgency in Iraq, and he's been linked to a series of attacks against U.S. and Iraqi forces. The arrest of one of Zarqawi's associates comes as the U.S.-funded, state-run Iraqiya TV channel has been running a series of confessions by alleged Iraqi and foreign insurgents. They say they were trained and financed by Syrian intelligence, a charge Syria denies. NPR's Anne Garrels has this report.
This is the latest in the series Terrorists in the Hands of Justice. The opening montage underscores the conclusion of the invisible interrogator, who says all insurgent groups in Iraq are linked to Syrian intelligence. One by one, facing the camera, more than a dozen Sudanese, Egyptians, and Iraqis describe how they were recruited and trained in beheading and explosives at a Syrian camp called Latakia. This follows an earlier video broadcast on the government-run network in which a bearded man in a gray jacket claimed he was a Syrian intelligence officer who had been ordered to cause chaos in Iraq. He and his alleged operatives displayed little emotion. To be a group leader, said Sudanese Adam Omar, you have to kill 10. We had orders, he repeats, to kill 10 Iraqi soldiers. Some said they were paid $10 for each Iraqi soldier they beheaded, some 50, some more. Others complained they had been promised large sums of money but were never paid. An Iraqi confesses he filmed the gruesome beheadings for money and because he hates the American-led occupation. In the wake of the broadcast, security at Iraqiya headquarters was on alert after receiving new threats. Political editor Karim Hamadi says his crew filmed the interrogations at the invitation of the Iraqi military. He denies the government ordered him to broadcast them, and he denies any connection beyond coincidence with the Bush administration's recent criticism of Syria.
I have broadcast these programs so Iraqis will understand who the insurgents really are. That these are just ordinary human beings who call themselves holy warriors, but are in fact just criminals.
Interior Ministry spokesman Sabah Khadim says the government made the alleged terrorists available because Iraqis were frustrated. Thousands of alleged insurgents have been arrested with little dent in the ongoing violence.
The government has been saying that we've arrested certain terrorists, and the government was losing credibility because really people didn't believe this was happening. I can assure you they are not actors, really. These people are genuine.
No one interviewed gives an ideological or religious explanation for his actions. Sabah acknowledges the insurgency is more complicated than the broadcasts indicate, that former associates of Saddam Hussein are playing a key role, but he says they will not perform for the cameras. The programs, nonetheless, are causing quite a stir. The cold-blooded brutality described has enraged many, like 45-year-old businessman Karim al-Rubai.
All Iraqis are proud. The police and Iraqi National Guards are doing a great thing for us.
Bookseller Muqtad Mohammed Nouri is at once appalled, intrigued, and suspicious of these confessions. Something about it all just doesn't quite add up.
You can't understand that it is organized. There's something missing. So for that, I have doubts about this. Why now? This is a very important question. And all the people speak also about Syria. But why now? This is a very important question for me.
Interior Ministry spokesman Sabah Khadim says Iraqis have responded both to the recent elections and these programs by providing more information about insurgents. And he promises there will be more such programs. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.